What got you into security?
Well, I was originally just a coder. When I joined this company, they didn't actually originally hire me to be researching viruses or doing reverse engineering or hunting hackers. I joined as a database developer doing just coding. But the company started expanding into new fields, including this brand new field of computer viruses. And I had a background of assembly programming and reverse engineering from my Commodore 64 days when I was 16 or 17.
Nice.
So when we needed to reverse engineer malware on MS-DOS-based systems, it was fairly natural to give the samples to me. And that's in 1991. I'm not 25 years later, I'm still doing it.
So you would have to look at the malware, disassemble it, and figure out what it was doing.
Sure. And in the early days, we had so little resources that we didn't, for example, have a spare computer to infect, because they were expensive. So what I would do is that I would take these early COM programs from MS-DOS era, and I would actually open it up in debug and print out the whole code and on paper, and have a stack of paper and a reference guide for the interrupt list of MS-DOS, and go through the code on pen and paper and reverse engineer it manually, which nowadays thinking is just stupid, but you know, that's the way we do.
You know what? I've done that. It's fun, isn't it? It's like detective work.
It is, but it's changed quite a bit. I mean, when our guys today here in our labs, when they look at complicated 64-bit, you know, Windows drivers, part of some rootkit for a modern exploit kit or something like that, it's a quite different ballgame. And it's basically the same thing we were doing 25 years ago, but the level of complexity has gone through the roof.
Actually, I have to correct myself, because I'm thinking now, the virus that we were fighting in 91 on Dvorak on computers was Michelangelo.
There we go. That makes more sense, because Melissa is probably, because if it's over email, so it's got to be 98, 99.
Much later.
Like that.
Yeah, much later. No, Michelangelo, that did spread from the from a floppy disk, from the boot sector.
That's
on
right.
A floppy disk. Mm-hmm. And we were sending out, I remember I was making floppies with F disk and sending them out to fans. There you go. Look at it. you've kept those. Is that a library of viruses?
Yep. We probably have Michelangelo's Stoned.
Stoned.
Or something like,
remember that one. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We probably have Michelangelo somewhere in here. Hey, could it be? Here we go. Michelangelo.
Look at that. So, not even what? On a diskette, on a floppy. Wow.
On a floppy. Yep. The only one missing from this early collection is the first one, which is brain.a. So, of course, we used to have that as well, but I don't have it anymore because I took a trip to Pakistan to the original authors of brain.a, and I left my copy of Brain to them.
No kidding. They had lost it?
I don't know. Actually, I think they had maybe. Or
did,
some
you
copies,
did you autograph it, Mika?
I you know, when the first PC virus turned 25 years old, we had a discussion about, like, should we do something about that? And I had this stupid idea of going and trying to find the guys who did it 25 years ago. And I actually went back to where it came from, which was the city of Lahore in northern Pakistan. And I found the guys, and we had a nice chat about it. And I did leave my copy of Brain.a with them.
No kidding.